This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. South Korean media says Seoul's military believes North Korea may be readying the launch of a ballistic missile, possibly an ICBM. Yonhap News Agency reports Seoul's defense ministry also measured North Korea's nuclear test yesterday at 50 kilotons. The detonation was the strongest ever from the North, which claimed the test was of a hydrogen bomb. South Korea responded to the nuclear test with live fire drills off its eastern coast. Meanwhile, after meeting with President Trump and security advisors at the White House Sunday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, says the United States' response to the North Korean test Saturday, quote, will be met with massive military response.
Kim Jong-un should take heed of the United Nations Security Council's unified voice. All members unanimously agreed on the threat North Korea poses, and they remain unanimous in their commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The UN Security Council will take up the latest developments at an emergency meeting later today. With Congress about to take up the politically thorny issue of hurricane relief, the federal government's getting relatively high grades for its response to Harvey. Presidential historian Tevi Troy credits good coordination.
Governor Abbott said that the federal government is doing an A-plus job. If you don't have that state and federal coordination, something we saw in Katrina was lacking, then you have real problems. So I'm glad that they're working together, and thus far it's going well.
Troy also tells the Salem Radio Network that FEMA pre-planning by federal officials has paid off. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin calling on Congress to combine a $7.9 billion disaster relief package for Harvey with a contentious increase in the nation's debt limit. Mnuchin says it's time to, quote, put politics aside so storm victims can get the help they need. President Trump plans to meet with congressional leaders from both parties this week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity if you have over $100,000 in available assets until you receive your customized income for life quote from NextGen Annuity Strategy Pioneer, J.D. Melberg. These quotes use little-known strategies to show you how you may get up to 33% more income in retirement. Using J.D. Melberg Financial's exclusive NextGen strategies, John, 58, will get $36,000 of guaranteed income per year from his retirement savings, and Mary, 62, over $9,000 per year. They'll never run out of money, no matter how long they live. So grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you your free income for life quote using little-known strategies we believe you should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-201-7676 now to receive your free income for life quote with our exclusive NextGen Annuity Strategies from a J.D. Melberg Insurance Licensed Agent. Call 800-201-7676. That's 800-201-7676. Increased income is possible following a specific strategy suited to your financial goals. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength of the insurance company. Hypothetical examples not available in all states. Results vary.
For the second time in recent weeks, officials in Northern Virginia are canceling a planned Civil War encampment.
Judy Peterson, a spokeswoman for the Fairfax County Park Authority, said that reenactors have been notified that a Civil War encampment weekend scheduled for September 23rd and 24th at the Sully Historic Site in Chantilly has been canceled. A note to reenactors cited recent events as the reason for the cancellation. The decision by Fairfax County comes after the city of Manassas earlier this month canceled a Civil War weekend, citing the recent national tension over Civil War monuments. Confederate memorials have been under increased scrutiny since deadly violence August 12th in Charlottesville, Virginia. Keith Peters reporting.
A Denver's Massachusetts library reminding residents that Chuck E. Cheese tokens are not acceptable form of payment for overdue book fines after they had a surge of people attempting to pay the fines and printing fees with the tokens from the restaurant. More on these stories at townhall.com. Automakers Renault and Nissan say they will develop electric cars with a Chinese state-owned partner, adding to a series of tie-ups between global auto brands and local partners in the biggest electric vehicle market. Correspondent Jeremy House says more.
The venture Dongfeng Motor plans to develop a vehicle based on an SUV platform shared by Renault and Nissan. Production is due to begin in 2019. Global automakers are investing heavily to develop electric vehicles for China, responding to rising demand and government pressure on the industry to speed up technology development. Chinese planners see electrics as a promising industry and a way to clean up smog-choked cities. They have supported sales with subsidies to buyers, while a proposed quota system will require automakers automakers to meet targets for electric vehicle production or buy credits from competitors that do. Jeremy House reporting.
More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you this morning right off the bat. Ever since I saw the Admiral's speech to the University of Texas, of which he's an alum, which had to be a thrill, you know, to ever come back to his college and to be able to speak and offer and present such an incredible commencement address. Had it been a real treat for him. And of course, we were further blessed because we got to see it on YouTube. And not only that, he has released a book based on that incredible speech that millions of people, some have estimated as many as 25 million people, have seen this video. A video and an address that he talked about, particularly for this class of 2014, that would give them an opportunity, a mindset, an understanding that they could change the lives of billions of people. Quite astounding when you think about these numbers. Admiral William McRaven joins us. U.S. Navy retired, served with great distinction in the Navy in his 37 years as a Navy SEAL. He commanded at every level as a four-star admiral. His final assignment was as commander of all U.S. Special Operation Forces. He's now chancellor of that same university, the University of Texas System. Admiral, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. And we cannot thank you enough for the service and how you served our country.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's great to be here today.
Well, before we get into your book, I want to talk about some timely issues. It was reported that remains were found in the USS McCain. I know you, along with the rest of America, prays heartily and grieves for those families that are having to deal with the loss of loved ones as a result of this collision.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, obviously, loss of life is never, ever an easy thing, and my heart goes out to all those family and friends that lost some great sailors on the McCain, and obviously we've had a number of other accidents with the Navy. In the last couple of months, it's been a tough road, but I know the Navy leadership, I know that they will work hard to find out what's causing these problems and why we continue to have these very, very serious accidents, and they will get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about your book. It started in 2014 with this commencement address. When I first heard the address, I thought, wow, what an inspiration. And certainly you had the background. It's probably one of those things when somebody asks, how long did it take you to write that that commencement speech? Is probably one of those things that comes back with 3 hours in a lifetime or something, perhaps, right?
Well, the story behind the speech is I was actually writing another speech all the way up until about Wednesday of the week that I was supposed to give the commencement. And frankly, I just couldn't make it work. I had this whole theme laid out, and I'd been kind of toying with the speech over a couple of weeks, and I get to Wednesday before the commencement, and I can't make it work. And my wife, God bless her, we've been married for 39 years now, but at times she says, well, why don't you write about something you know? And I didn't know how, 8,000 college students would take a message from a military man talking about SEAL training. But it is what I knew. So in the last couple of days, in fact, I was writing the speech all the way up until the about an hour before I gave it. You're right. I put it together pretty quickly. But having said that, the lessons were in my mind, and it was just a matter of putting them on the paper.
Well, we can all be very grateful to your wife for the encouragement and insight she had to direct you accordingly, because as you talked about these world changers, these catalysts that were about to be released in 2014, that they could actually go out and change the world and make an incredible difference. And we've got some early indication of these changes that are already taking place just based on the amount of people that have been interested in viewing your speech and now buying your book.
Yeah, and I've been, really, really pleased, obviously, with the response, both of the speech and the book. And I will tell you, I'm flattered and I'm honored every single day. I get an email or a letter or a phone call or someone stops me every single day to say, I make my book, or I don't back down from the sharks, or, I'm going to start singing when I'm up to my neck in mud. And right. So to have those words, resonate to people, particularly during difficult times, is really, I mean, I feel truly, honored and flattered that people would think that the words were, important to them. And clearly they have been. So it's been a good thing.
Well, going through Bud's training, as you went through, we're going to rewind many years here. And what you had to endure, being a former Marine, I can tell you, Admiral, when we first landed at the tarmac at MCRD in San Diego, there on the parade deck, in those yellow footprints, there were 87 of us starting on day one. 12 weeks later of that original 87, only 23 made it through the 12-week cycle. And that was the Marine Corps. Navy SEALs, a whole nother enchilada altogether, but they take you in much the same way to the end of yourself, to where you can find out really, truly what character lies within you.
Well, first, Semper Fi, Bill, and thanks for your service. And I think, having spent a lot of time with the Marines and Army Rangers and the Army Green Berets and Air Force Special Tactics folk, I think, all of the very, very difficult, rigorous military training will take any new candidate, any new recruit, any young, SEAL aspirant, and test them to the very limits, and then push them beyond that. And I think that's the important thing about training, is it teaches you not only where your boundaries are, but how you can go beyond those boundaries. And so in the speech and in the book, what I tried to lay out was, one, we're all probably capable of doing more than we think we are. When times are really tough, I have seen people that you never expected dig down deep and become inspirational. I've seen young kids that are 18, 19 years old who have lost limbs in combat, and instead of whining about it, they accept the fact that now they're going to have prosthetics and go through the rest of their life. They don't whine, they step up, and they just move on. I mean, exactly. These are incredibly inspirational people, and I think military training in particular, but life can do this for you as well. But certainly, again, the lessons that I brought out in the speech and the lessons that I bring out in the book were from my 6 months of basic SEAL training.
Well, what I have found, Admiral, and I think what you suggested in your book and also in your speech, is that whether or not we've gone through the entire cycle of Bud's training, and Bud's training at 6 months, the Marine Corps was 12 weeks, half of that time, you know, there is there's a lot of readiness, and as you say, a lot of potential yet to be tapped in. And we can find, you know, a lot of encouragement and inspiration, you know, from these training rigors that some of us have been blessed to go through. When we come back, we're going to break down the book a little bit more, remind everybody of your powerful words and what you shared at the University of Texas on that special night.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Admiral William McRaven, U.S. Navy retired, who served with great distinction in the Navy, continues. We're talking about his book that has been resounding, has gone viral back in 2014, his commencement speech at the University of Texas. Make your bed, little things can change your life and maybe the world. Admiral, before we get into number one in terms of making your bed, and the number one message of chapter one, start your day with a task completed, I want to fast forward just to chapter two very quickly to remind everybody. In May, we remembered what SEAL Team 6, what your command was responsible for in the taking out of Osama bin Laden. And you were quick to remind everybody that it wasn't about you, it wasn't about Rob O'Neill or SEAL Team 6 specifically. It was the team that made it all happen.
Yeah, I tell you, Bill, it was even more than that. It was the hundreds of thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, civilians that were part of Iraq and Afghanistan and the effort really to go after not only Al-Qaeda, but the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Iraq. You know, we just happened to be fortunate enough to be the guys that got the mission. But at the end of the day, this was about, you know, justice for the American people and for all of those nations and people that were lost in the towers and in the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Well, Admiral, the president made it clear last night that Afghanistan was going to be a different story, a different strategy. What did you make of that?
Well, what I can tell you is I absolutely trust Secretary Jim Mattis, who is an old and dear friend, along with H.R. McMaster and John Kelly. So I know the president is getting the very best advice, along with General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Mick Nicholson, who is out in Afghanistan. There are probably, you know, no other group of warriors and officers in the military that have as much experience as those gentlemen I just listed. So I know the president is getting the very best advice, and I take that at face value, that if this is what General Nicholson and General Dunford and Secretary Mattis think is the right thing to do, then we ought to get behind it.
Well, Admiral, to your book, Chapter 1, you really caught people's attention when you started out with your first statement that, you needed to complete the task at hand each day and make your bed. Something so simple, but this was something that you learned right off the bat in BUDS training for being a Navy SEAL.
Well, and of course, it came as a bit of a surprise to me as well. I mean, here we had come to SEAL training in hopes of being, you know, hardened warriors, SEAL warriors, and the first thing we do every morning is we had to have our room inspected, our uniform inspected, and our bed inspected. And the instructors took paid particular attention to our bed. And the bed had to be made exactly right. And to your point, there were two points the instructors were trying to make, which is, look, it's a simple task. If you do it every day, it encourages you to do another task and another, and then by the end of the day, you will have accomplished a lot. And, of course, the other part of this is, you know, do the little things right. Making your bed is not hard, but the instructors wanted to ensure you did it exactly according to standards. The pillow had to be right at the center of the top of the bed. You had to have your blanket folded perfectly. You had to have the hospital corners at 45 degrees. And their point was, if you can't do the little things right, how are you ever going to run a complex SEAL mission? So make it be the first task of the day or any task to get you going so that you do more tasks. And then if you're going to do the little things, do them right.
Well, with today's cultural environment being what it is today, Chapter One's a good read to start off, I would think, for many millennials. And I like what you said about the millennials, your confidence level coming up. You know, we hear so much about the greatest generation, my father of which, served with General Patton in the Battle of the Bulge in the European theater. And we remember those and those veterans that we're losing on a daily basis. But I liked your words of encouragement about the millennials. You work with them every day and you see a bright future for America.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the millennials, and obviously I first encountered them in my time in the military, and these are young men and women that came in committed to the values of the military. And I told folks, I said that, you know, they're going to make their parents and their grandparents very, very proud for the work they've done. As I've come here to the University of Texas, you know, I think it surprises people, but I see the same level of dedication. I see young men and women come to school. They want to be great doctors. They want to be great lawyers. They want to be great writers. They want to be great poets. They have a very entrepreneurial spirit. Do they question things? You bet they do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I'm not sure there's anything wrong with that. I mean, we want them to come to school to have this sense of discovery. We want them to debate. We want them to dissent, but do so in a peaceful fashion. And I see this every day. So I'm a real fan of the millennials.
Well, I appreciate the perspective. It's needed right now because we hear some antithetical commentary, and I appreciate you setting the record straight on that. Chapter 2, we touched on this. You can't go it alone. 3, only the size of your heart matters. Chapter 4, life's not fair. Drive on. And that seems to be something that we especially need to be reminded of today.
Yeah, and this was, again, a great lesson from SEAL training. We referred to it as the sugar cookie, and a sugar
yes.
cookie was when you were kind of fully dressed in your utilities. If an instructor just didn't like your looks or didn't like something you did, they could arbitrarily just tell you, hey, go hit the surf. So you had to go jump in the ocean. You got soaking wet, and then you rolled around in the sand till you were covered kind of head to toe with sand. And then sometimes they'd have you pour sand on your blouse and your pants. So you had sand everywhere. And the lesson from this was, yeah, it wasn't because you'd failed an event. It wasn't because of anything specific. It was just to some degree at the whim of the instructor. And their point was, hey, look, you may have done everything right, and you're still a sugar cookie. Get over it. Life's
yes.
not fair. You just have to suck it up and move on. And you had to do that a lot in SEAL training, and you have to do that a lot in life. And I think if people recognize that sometimes even your best efforts are not rewarded, there's no point in wallowing in self-pity. Just, pull yourself up and move forward.
And the perfect follow-up in Chapter 5, you remind everybody, failure can make you stronger. 6, you must dare greatly. 7, I think, comes from that lesson I often talk about in the sandbox of life when you're in preschool or kindergarten, and that is you have to stand up to the bullies, right?
You have to. And this is, we've all encountered bullies in our life. I don't care whether they're in the schoolyard, in the workplace, or the bullies that I had to deal with around the world, the dictators that we had to address. You're going to encounter bullies. And if you back down every time you encounter a bully, you're probably never going to get from point A to point B. The analogy of the swim with the sharks.
Yes.
The sharks in the analogy are the bullies. And you can't complete the swim unless you face down the sharks. And unfortunately, there are sharks everywhere in life. So stand up, and go toe-to-toe with the bullies, and you will feel better about yourself, and the people around you will be better off as a result of it.
Well, Admiral, Chapter 8, we talk about, I say we, you, right, about rising to the occasion. Chapter 9, give people hope. Add to people's day. I was especially encouraged by that chapter. And Chapter 10, as we wrap things up here, never, ever quit.
Well, if there's one lesson that comes out of SEAL training, and I would tell you Marine Corps training and Ranger training and all the other tough, tough trainings that are out there, any sort of military training is, look, you just don't quit. It is sometimes easier to quit. You know, when things are against you, you just want to kind of give up, but don't quit. And you find if you don't quit, life is actually going to be easier in the long run. Because we're all going to fail, and that's going to happen occasionally. But don't quit. Don't ever ring that bell, and you'll be better for it.
Well, Admiral, we thank you very much for your service, for all that you're bringing to the conversation. Thank your wife again for the inspiration of Make Your Bed, little things that can change your life and maybe the world. The book is available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website, including that memorable commencement speech that you gave back in 2014. Admiral, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in a basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And we got a special treat for you. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin joins us now. Serves as Family Research Council's Executive Vice President. A little bit of his background in case you don't know, and I don't know how you would not know. The General is one of the original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force, privileged to ultimately command these elite warriors in combat operations. In all, General Boykin spent 36 years in the Army, serving his last 4 years as a Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. He is an ordained minister with a passion for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and encouraging Christians to become warriors in God's kingdom. General, good to have you back here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, and I'm glad to be with you this morning.
Well, General, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. More particularly, to start off, is the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of hate groups. Suddenly, they are in direct conflict with Christians and with what Jesus described that his church would represent, that they would be they would be a body of lovers, not haters. But the SPLC says that is not the case.
Well, it's not sudden and it's not new. They've been doing this for quite some time, and I remind you that 5 years ago this month, a man walked in the lobby of our organization in downtown Washington and shot our building manager and told the judge later that he was going to kill as many people as possible had our building manager not stopped him in the process of being shot. And he came in here because the Southern Poverty Law Center listed us as a hate group because we took a stand that we believed that marriage was between one man and one woman, mm-hmm. which is a biblical standard. So this is not new, and these people are gaining momentum, and they are, as far as I am concerned, they are one of the most evil groups in America. They are loaded with money. They have fleeced people for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have big corporations giving them lots of money, and they're very difficult to stop, and they don't care what the consequences of their reckless actions are.
Well, exactly. Well, their number now is 917 hate groups that they have defined as operating in the U.S. according to their data. Explain to our audience, what is their basis of the definition of a hate group?
If you are conservative or Christian, and especially if you are both, then you can easily be put on that hate list. Now, they have no criteria. I've even talked to one of the people inside their organization who called me and was getting frustrated with what they were doing, and he said, "General, there is no criteria for this, other than the fact that you're a conservative organization."
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that they have listed Ben Carson as a hater. Mm-hmm. Ben Carson, of yeah. all people. You got Judge Jeanine, Laura Ingraham. Mm-hmm. These are the kinds of people that they're throwing in with the Ku Klux Klan and with the skinheads. So the only reason, truthfully, everybody knows what the Ku Klux Klan and the skinheads and white supremacists are all about. But they throw us conservative Christian groups right in with them as if there's no distinction. And that's why when they, finally, when they did list Ben Carson, they got their head handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they retracted it. But until they get pushback, they just keep going and they discredit and they jeopardize the safety of all the groups that they list as hate groups.
Well, we were warned in the book of Isaiah that there would be a time when good would be evil, evil would be said to be good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. In general, we are living in that time, an era right now. Isaiah has come to life right before our eyes. The SPLC, the Alabama-based nonprofit activist group, this is what they say. They track civil rights and hate crimes and defines a hate group as an organization with beliefs or practices that attack or malign an entire class of people, typically for their immutable characteristics. Find that quite interesting. They definitely have picked on Christians in the Bible. They are very anemic when it comes to Muslim groups, though.
Oh, absolutely. And they have they've been very supportive of Islamic groups. And look, I would make the case also that they're anti-Semitic. And the reality is that they have been, even after being appealed to by Jewish groups, they've still had meetings with and regular contact with the Islamic, what is it called, the media group for the Islamic elements here in America. Islamic Political Action or Public Affairs, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Islamic Public Affairs Council. And that is a group that denies the right of Israel to even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of the complaints from Jewish groups, they've still met with them and had regular contact with them. And so they're not just against Christians, but what they are is they are an action arm of the extreme left. And they've moved way beyond their initial focus on civil rights when they were created by Morris Deese in 1971, and now they have become just nothing but the hammer for the extreme left. They are bullies, and that's the way they operate now because their agenda is that of the extreme left.
Yeah, without a doubt. In general, we were warned that this would happen. It should not be a surprise. So what's your admonition to people of faith?
Well, my admonition is that you need to go back to the book, very early in the book, in the Bible, where the Bible says, "The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name."
Mm-hmm.
And And you need to understand that God expects us to be warriors mm-hmm. in his kingdom, and we've got to stand up to this evil. You quoted Isaiah 5, "Woe unto you who call good evil and evil good." But Psalms 94 also says, and now who's going to take a stand against this?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to rise up against these doers of iniquity? That's us. That's the mm-hmm. church.
Right.
That's the Christians. We've got to recognize that the Lord is a warrior. The Bible says so. And we've got to be warriors in his kingdom. We've got to start taking a stand against this evil. I'm not talking about falling out with your AR-15 or your baseball bat. I'm talking about spiritual warfare.
Exactly.
We've got to do evil against this. And that's Exodus 15:3, if you want another reference to the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name.
Well, this is, and you've said this many times, General, this is a spiritual war that we are in, and we're reminded that spiritual war is not toward flesh and blood. You know, it's these principalities, these powers of darkness that are controlling these elements that want to eradicate, whether it's Jews or people of faith, Christians. You know, so we have to, you know, put on a mindset that God has toward his creation. These are the people that he sent his own son for, to die for them, and so we have a high calling, and as you say, we have to warrior up, and I think that's that is a timely admonition for all people of faith to come against and push back against this SPLC and their strategy. The reason they've gotten to this point is that we failed to push back early and often, and now here we are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, General, one final question here. This is one that came up over and over again when I had told my audience I was going to be talking to you, and they said, ask the General about his position on the transgender issue right now, if you don't mind. Can you respond to that, please?
Well, I totally, completely support the President's decision to ban transgenders. Now, I think that those that are already in the military have to be able to finish out their time in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the government, I think, they felt that there was a good faith offer by the government for them to come out. And now I think that it would be wrong, morally wrong, for us to back out of that. That said, unless you can demonstrate that a policy supports the readiness of our military, then you should not do that policy.
Exactly.
And this idea of letting transgenders serve in the military, there is no case that's ever been made for how that enhances the readiness of the military.
Exactly. Well, General, we have to leave it right there. Again, we thank you so much for being with us. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, Family Research Council's Executive Vice President on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, General. Have a great day.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, opinions are fine. It's, it's the road. It's the process as we continue to pursue the truth. But you just cannot live on opinion alone. And this is why we have the sage himself, the one, the only, George Barna, with us, the executive director of American Culture and Faith Institute, because he takes us out of the realm of the opinion and into the realm of the facts, Jack, which is what we need. Mr. George, welcome as always. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Good to be with you.
Always good. Hey, you've been a rather busy man. We've wrapped up the book. We're just going to touch on it. Just, you know, to do is what they call in the business a proverbial tease on your behalf, huh?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, the book is all about the election. It's called The Day Christians Changed America, and gives some of the behind-the-scenes things that, you know, I was able to see from working in the campaign, and a lot of the data that we collected over the course of 2 years of tracking people's opinions and their expectations, their disappointments, the whole shot. But then also looking particularly at the difference that devoted conservative Christians made in the election. Mm-hmm. They're frequently caricatured and, abused, if you will, by the mainstream media, but the truth of the matter is when you look at the numbers real carefully, what you find is that the election would have had a completely different outcome if conservative Christians hadn't done their thing. So,
yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, this is kind of the rise of the silent majority once again, wasn't it, George? I mean, the secular communities were really kind of begging for Christian intervention. This is like, you know, we became their Obi-Wan Kenobi, even though they've told us for many years, hey, we don't want to hear your voice. But they're realizing that it's a mess out there.
It really is. And the beauty of how this worked in this particular election was that the Christian community in many ways actually behaved like a community. It wasn't just a term.
Yes.
It was a reality. And we've got the hard numbers to show it. So it was pretty exciting and really affirming of the fact that you know what, the church can still be the church.
Exactly. Well, you know, go figure, it was God himself with the sacrifice of Jesus that instituted this powerful institution. And I think that sometimes, George, we take it for granted and we underestimate its power. But it is God's power. It is his church. And, you know, if we would only be obedient and responsible to the call, boy, the world changes that we have been. And what we've got to look forward to, it's really pretty exciting as you see this unfold and you witness the empirical evidence all the more. I mean, it convinces me anyway that, you know, God's still in control. And we take for granted this institution and maybe overlook its power and authority.
That's part of the story. You know, the other part is what relates to this release that we put out this week on new research about identity politics,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, where we were looking at, well, what do people think about other kind of people groups? How big are they? How do they feel about them? Are they treated fairly in the media? And we put it all together, and I think this is another opportunity for the organized church body to come together and to learn and to be honest with each other and maybe to challenge each other in terms of some of the things that we feel about some of the other people groups in our culture. If God's called us to be known by our love, then we have to really assess, well, is that how people know us? Mm-hmm. Or do they know us in some other way? How do they know us in that other way? What can we do to help them really understand who we are at base? And hopefully we are people of love, but
exactly.
I think the research does challenge it a bit.
Well, George, put that a little bit into perspective, the term identity politics. I mean, that is, you know, kind of a secular term. It's been a bit of a dog whistle that the popular press, or maybe the less than popular press, what you might identify as the mainstream media has been using almost as a battering ram, and maybe has caused some Christians to cower just a bit. But, you know, let's put this in its proper perspective. And because I think what you're saying is that identity politics, by definition, is not all that bad. It's a good thing as long as you're identifying the brand of being identified as a people of love.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem being identified as a Christian, as an evangelical, as a Bible-toting, God-loving Jesus freak. I mean, you know, call me whatever you want to call me, but if I can be then with other people who want to think and live in concert with God's principles, I don't care what label you put on me. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, if I'm together with those people, then we have the opportunity to strengthen each other as we pursue good ends. Mm-hmm. The problem comes in our culture when identity politics becomes, as you called it, a battering ram, where you're using that to beat other people up, you know, to miscategorize them, to caricature them, to influence them into a corner, to take away their rights or, you know, minimize their responsibilities. All of that can be done under the banner of identity politics, too. So
exactly.
It can work both ways. And I think as Christians, we have the opportunity to redeem that concept at the same time that we're trying to revive the culture.
And the other thing, too, I think that we should not cower from is that Christians should be used to persecution. We should not be surprised by persecution. In fact, we should even welcome and embrace persecution, because if we're being persecuted, then that all the more tells us that we're on God's side. Is that not the case?
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing it tells us is, well, maybe we're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know, they say about you, if you're a leader and nobody's complaining about what you're doing, you're not making any difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same way here. You know, if nobody's criticizing us for how we're trying to enhance and improve and upgrade the quality of people's lives and their souls, well, then maybe we're not making any difference either, and we have to reexamine ourselves.
Yeah, and you bring out a clear point here that I hope people, you know, caught here, and that is that we are agents of good in terms of how God defines good, that we're looking to the very souls of those that we have potential influence over. You know, we care about them. That's what love is all about. It's not that we're, you know, disingenuous or it's all about me. It really isn't. As a Christian, it's all about you.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me. In every survey that we do, I have particular questions that we always use as comparison points. One of them asks people how they define success in their life. And what we find is that less than one out of five people say that they define success based on their commitment and obedience to God. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're saying it's about feeling happy, reaching their goals, being a good parent, leading a healthy, productive, safe life. You know, these are not bad things, but mm-hmm. they're not the ultimate things. The ultimate thing is what we've always got to keep our eyes on, and that's honoring and worshiping and serving God.
Exactly.
And if we're able to do that effectively and consistently, that's when we're successful. It's not about all the toys we accumulate.
Exactly, without a doubt. But, you know, that's the nature of the culture right now, as you say. It has its influence. We are in the world, not of the world. That is the challenge, and that is, for me, the constant reminder and the agitation point, because sometimes I find myself being too affected, you know, by outside forces instead of the inside out.
It's easy to do that because, of course, in many ways, it's that outside world that defines who we are. We allow the world to do that. When Jesus tells us, what more can I do for you? Mm-hmm. You know, be identified by me and through me. When you see yourself as a follower of mine, a disciple of mine, someone who is doing my work on earth for my purposes and my glory, mm-hmm. you know, that's when you're bearing fruit. That's what makes you a disciple. That's what makes your life worth living. That's the idea that we've got to keep in mind.
Well, George, you address in your article here the issue of increasing racial tensions. This is that temporal world kind of thing, you know, that we're just talking about right now. It's not responding to the higher call, is it?
Really not at all. I mean, basically what we're doing is we're taking things into our own hands. We're trying to understand it based on our own intelligence and wisdom and knowledge. And then we're trying to make our choices based on the best that we bring to the table. The best that we bring to the table is never as good as what God can bring to the table through us. So, you know, I'm hoping that people will start to rethink some of this and understand there is not only a better way of living, but God is just very eager to provide us with the insights, the power, and the ability to do that.
Well, we're a bit like, you know, the Israelites out there in the desert in Kadesh Barnea. We're just going in circles. We're continuing to deal with this racial issue. God's just letting us go round and round the mulberry bush, and maybe we'll figure this out and realize it's not about us, that it really is, as you say. It's through God. It's what God says about this issue. And if we do it God's way, then maybe we might realize a true reconciliation of the races.
And I think what the research is showing us is that we've got to look at ourselves pretty deeply, because it's not always a pretty picture when
No.
we start to, you know, fold back the layers of the onion and figure out how do we really feel about people, because those feelings translate into our behavior toward them, our relationships with them, and ultimately our ability to minister to them.
You know, it's back to that incredible joke that Jesus laid on us about the speck in our brother's eyes compared to the 2x4 that remains in ours, right?
Yep, that's what it's about.
He is such a kidder. He is such a kidder, that guy, I got to tell you. George Barna with us, and we look forward to the new book. George, thank you so much. George, Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute. Thank you, George. Take care.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Are you one of the